The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Less serious than anything that's happening back here in Ireland is the way the British are tearing themselves apart about what's happened to their future queen. Kate Middleton married, of course, to Prince William, who will be the next king, assuming, of course, that they're still married, that she's still around for it. You know, all these ridiculous conspiracy theories are worth exploring after the photograph which appeared yesterday. We're joined by Irish Times columnist Finn McRedmond from London. And for those few people who may not be familiar with what happened yesterday, can you tell us all about the Mother's Day photograph, please?
Of course. So a bit of background context is that there have been a lot of conversations about Kate Middleton since the end of December, since she's been out of the public eye, allegedly convalescing from an abdominal surgery. But the palace has been rather hush-hush about what's going on, and kind of conspiratorial brains on the internet start speculating wildly. It seemed yesterday the speculation got so great that the palace and Kate Middleton's PR people really wanted to put a stop to it. So they released a photo of Kate Middleton and her three children, you know, saying, as if it were from Kate, saying, thank you for all your support. Happy Mother's Day. It seems nice. It's a nice photo. But then it's the internet, so people are very detail-oriented. And they start looking at the photo a little too closely, and it appears in many ways that it's been photoshopped. The clothing doesn't quite line up. The hands look a bit strange. And immediately this is a very weird thing to be happening. And then to kind of add fuel to the fire, a few news wires, like the Associated Press and Reuters, issued a statement later on in the evening saying, we sent out these photos, but we want to retract them because we don't think they're real. That is, in a nutshell, what's happened.
Okay, and if you do examine the photographs, what sort of things jump out? Because one thing that I had been alerted to, and then I looked and I thought, oh, that's interesting. For example, there have been speculation about the state of the marriage, and she's not wearing any rings on her ring finger.
Yeah, she's not wearing a ring, which is interesting, because if they wanted to quell speculation about the marriage and really just let everyone know that everything's fine, you would have thought they would have been more alive to the fact that people might notice that. I mean, I'm going to sound a bit like a crazy person, because everyone sounds a bit odd when they talk about the photos. There's other things that you notice, that on the sleeves of one of her children, it's blurred and kind of cropped out, and the leaves are in full bloom, even though this was allegedly taken in March. And it's several things are just all a bit odd. And
but sorry, can I also suggest, Finn, that if you really look at it, even her face looks odd, as if it was photoshopped in on top of somebody else's face.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I'm exaggerating deliberately, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. It's strange, and it hasn't. You know, far from doing what they wanted it to do, which was to make everyone shut up, it's really, really energized people to get even more conspiratorial. And, you know, and it's all anyone's talking about. I don't think I've had a conversation, including this one, of course, today, about anything other than this photograph. So it's really kind of cut through.
Well, tell us, Finn, then, about the statement released by Kensington Palace, which is the official residence of the couple and their family.
Yeah, so then there's a statement released today that was purporting to be written by Kate Middleton that said, to the effect of, this is not a direct quote, like many amateur photographers, I enjoy photoshopping and digitally changing images. Kind of implying that Kate, in her convalescence period, is on Photoshop for photographing pictures of her family, which is risible, right? So and that obviously it's just what's interesting is that everything they do, it just makes their problem worse.
You see, there's a couple of things with that, even, Finn. You know, that she didn't take the photograph, so why would she have been cropping and editing the photograph?
The other thing
in relation to is, you said it yourself, a statement purported to come from her. Because how do we know that she really did issue the statement, that it was done with her authority and knowledge, that it wasn't somebody else doing it for her?
Right. Look, there are all of these questions, and it's kind of turned everyone into like an amateur Sherlock Holmes, which again is not what they wanted to happen at all. And you just hope that everything is actually fine. And you know, it's not a really serious problem, and it's actually just a communications disaster, and that's all it is.
For those who care about it.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Because not everybody does. But I suppose it does have some significance, because it's not like these are minor members of the royal family. It's not like it's even Prince Andrew or something like that. This is actually the wife of the man who is going to be the next king. And given the rumours about the health of King Charles, who knows when that might be?
Yeah, I think you're like hitting on something quite serious about kind of existential angst with the royal family at the moment. You have the king with cancer, and the Prince Harry, the other heir to the throne, well, the second heir to the throne, who's kind of left the family and lives in California now. And then we've got all of this drama surrounding Kate Middleton, that it seems to be a quite unhappy organization at the moment. Nothing is quite working, and all that's doing is drawing more and more scrutiny and more speculation. And I think the royal family prefers to live without too much scrutiny. That famous quote about not letting the light in on the magic. They're supposed to be a bit mysterious. They're supposed to be a bit ethereal, other kind of non-human. And all of this is it's really humanizing them, how badly they're handling the whole thing. It does make them seem a bit more relatable. But anyway, that's the kind of crux of the issue.
Okay, I'm just thinking, hasn't Harry dropped on the pecking order? Don't William's kids go ahead of him in the line of succession now?
I think so, because he's kind of renounced his title. But there are also loads of questions about would Britain welcome Harry back if he wanted to return, or how could Prince Harry atone for leaving, and would the British population be open to his return? Which is an interesting question, but I guess not one that we'll know the answer to unless he ever tries.
Okay, well, that's not for today, but it is actually noticeable about the way the British media are sort of rallying behind Princess of Wales Catherine in a way they haven't given the benefit of the doubt to Meghan Markle over the years. But briefly, while you're there, Finn, possibly more significant in sort of real world politics, does it matter that the former deputy chairman of the Conservatives, Lee Anderson, who recently was dumped from the party after he made outrageous allegations that the London mayor Sadiq Khan was controlled by Islamists, has now decided to pitch in with the Reform Party?
So I think the thing with the Reform Party, which is kind of Nigel Farage's newest outfit, run by this man called Richard Tice, is that depending on who you ask in the Reform Party, no one can agree on the purpose of the party. Is it a place for frustrated conservatives to put their votes? Is it a place for the furthest right of the Conservative Party to find a true home? Is it a launch pad for a media career as a conservative pundit? Is it just a hobby? Every single person you ask who is involved in the party has a different answer. So it's not really a kind of coherent political force at the moment, but the concern from the Conservative Party would be that there might be more defectors on top of Lee Anderson, maybe one or two more people. That being said, it's unlikely that as the electoral horse up to the moment, it's unlikely that they're going to win any seats, or whether Lee Anderson will even keep his own in the upcoming election. So in a direct sense, no, it doesn't feel that significant. In a kind of broader sense, is it signaling a kind of nascent political wing in Great Britain? Possibly.
Okay, we have to leave it there. Thank you very much. Finn McRedmond, columnist with the Irish Times, joining us from London. And can I just add that in breaking news in the last hour or so, since we recorded that piece with Finn McRedmond, there has been a sighting, or an alleged sighting, of Kate Middleton alongside her husband, Prince William. They have been pictured, or at least allegedly pictured, leaving Windsor Castle. He was driven to a Commonwealth Day service in London. Apparently she was going somewhere else. Now, we can't really see that well into the car, but we're told it's her and not a lookalike.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.